Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Hello to all under the sound of my voice. Today I would like to talk to you about the power of words. Someone once said, "Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me." While I can tell you the person that coined that statement was definitely trying to hide that words hurt them, but just did not want the other person to know. Through the years and as I've grown, and I'm sure you can also attest to this, words do hurt. And especially by those ones that you love the most, those that are near and dear to you. When words are spoken to that hurt you to the core of your inner being. You know, words are very powerful. You know, God's word is very powerful. Hebrews 4:12 says, "For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and the joints and marrows, and it is as a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." That is the power of God's word. It shows that his words go deep down to the inner core of our soul. You know, sticks and stones hurt, but the wounds heal. But words that are spoken out of place can hurt for a lifetime. You know, Proverbs 18:19 says, "A brother offended is harder to be won than a strong city, and their contentions are like the bars of a castle." If you've ever seen someone hurt by words, you'll understand what that scripture is talking about. Some people had their heart broken by something that was said, and for years they continued to carry this thing around in their spirit and never forgave the person. Words hurt. So "sticking stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me" is a lie. And we know that words are powerful. You know, God wants us to speak life, to speak words that edify and encourage each other. Ephesians 4:29 says, "Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers." Edifying means to build up, to encourage, to promote. So God wants us to say things to help people that can be a benefit to them, but not to tear them down. And we've always got to be reminded of that. When someone makes us angry, we should not say things to hurt them, because when we're close to people, we know what can push their buttons. And then when we get angry, we say things to get back at them, to hurt them. But God does not want us to do that. You know, my mom once said, "If you can't say anything nice, don't say anything at all." Those are wise words that I try to live by, because you don't want to be an offender. You always want to encourage that person in the Lord, because, you know, we cannot ever control what they're going to say, but we can 100% control how we respond. And if we are walking in the Spirit of Christ and he's leading us, we can speak those word of peace, those word of encouragement, those word of forgiveness, and we can see the Lord use our tongue for something good as opposed to something bad. So go now in peace and speak a word for Jesus Christ. Encourage your brother. God bless.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.